the intro, Nikki?
I do, is it?
Yay! But you gotta wait till 10 seconds. All right. Now you can do the intro. Woo!
Trigger warning! This is the Freedom Fiends Variety Hour, broadcasting from Podbay 2A, a mile above sea level at Intergalactic Prairie Studios on the corner of...
Intergalactic. Like a Beastie Boys kind of pun, like they'd make.
At the corner of Trash View and Nata Vista, we alter your locus coeruleus by warning your synapses with rejuvenative radio waves. Please put on your 3D glasses now. Is there more? Do I have to do more?
I'm just trying to call Jeremy live.
No.
Nah, you can do more.
Warm your brain to a tasty and toasty 365 degrees Fahrenheit to keep your sin flood of the statism out of your head. Can you feel it? Is it working? Can you feel it?
It's so freaking working, man. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And you?
Awesome.
And you? I'm well. I'm working. It's melting. My brain is melting. And you?
I have my tinfoil hat on, so no.
Cool. Hey, if there's any fiends out there, one of our show hosts got droned, so jump on. I always say that, and then no one ever does. I'm like, so none of y'all listen to the show, huh?
Yeah, I think it's 1 a.m. They're probably sleeping.
Yeah, losers. Can't be troopers and stay up on a work night every night and listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Braden was supposed to be on and he's having computer problems, and I'll just shame him publicly because we are covered by the license. Oh, no. It's how people learn.
He might never come back now.
I don't care. I don't want someone to come back that can't be pointed out their wrongness. Is that a sentence even?
No. but it's okay. You're Michael Dean. Yeah, you can do that. Well,
yeah, I know. Well, there's a rule on radio that, or on The Fiends, if you want to do good radio, is that you reboot or start your computer an hour before the show. I mean, this is just basic. Like, that's basic computer stuff. Computers work better. And, you know, for anyone who thinks I'm just yelling at a guy who's not even here to defend himself, this is a teaching hospital. This is the one show where instead of, like, pretending and fiercely covering up our problems, we make show topics out of them. Because we are not people who hoard the liberty. We want to share it. And we, or at least I, want to... You too, I'm sure, Nikki, we talked about for the show. We want to help other shows become good and other people like say, hey, you know, I can't talk to people very well, but it sounds like maybe I could do a podcast or a radio show about liberty. And there need to be more of those. There's a lot of them, but there are not a lot of good ones that have good audio that don't pod fade. You know the word fade, Nikki?
Yeah, you just kind of fade out and you never come back.
You know, first of all, you should never call a podcast the weekly or daily anything, because then you're committed. But, you know, podcasts, we're a radio show. We're on terrestrial radio, but there's also a podcast of it. So it's a little different. But, you know, internet radio, there's some internet radio, too, that's like done like real radio in that it has a schedule. It's always the same time at the same place. There's usually a podcast of it later, or there should be. But, you know, that they're even a show clock with ads, like things on LRN.FM. You know, they're maybe on some pirate stations, but they're not on terrestrial stations like this show, The Freedom Fiends, and like Free Talk Live, the two Liberty shows that are on actual syndicated radio.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a couple other shows here and there, like, I don't know, some, there was who's the guy that, the economist, billionaire, old libertarian?
Lou Rockwell? Oh, Peter Schiff. Yeah, Peter Schiff does a lot of public
Rockwell
stuff.
Lou Rockwell has the worst audio in the world. I can't believe people listen to interviews with him because, I mean, at least Tom Woods sounds good on Tom, and he's an old libertarian up to the same crowd, but Tom Woods sounds good on his end. He just doesn't even bother to try to, like, help his guests, I mean, you know, and he has a different guest every time, so, and that'd be easy. He says, oh, it's out of my hands. No, it's not. You know, do a 4-minute sound check with people ahead of time. Encourage them to use Skype, not a cell phone. Even Skype over a cell phone sounds better than Skype.
Does it? I didn't even know that.
Than a phone. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, but those gamer headphones are the worst.
Well, those can actually sound okay, too, if you do them right. You have to kind of like, you don't have them. I can't even like distort my system because it's set up. I have a compressor that'll prevent that. But, you know, you don't have to have them like on your lips. You can have them 3 inches away and they sound okay. I've done
it. There are some pretty bad podcasts, though, I will admit. I'm not going to name them. Yeah. I'm not going to shame them.
It's sort of about your equipment, but it's more about you. You know, like you're using a $50 mic, right, Nikki?
Yeah, and it's beautiful.
With no external equipment. You're plugged into your computer and you're using headphones. But other than that, you got nothing else. And you're using FiendPhone, which is software that us, the Freedom Fiends, made because Skype wasn't good enough and we didn't want to spend $1,500 for hardware.
And the FiendPhone is open to the public to use, right?
Unless you are a government or government agency.
Okay. Well, that's good. So all you other podcasts, check it out. What's your website that you have?
Although I do want to say with FiendPhone, it is not it's not something for someone like Tom Woods who interviews a different person every day.
Yeah.
It's because it takes about an hour to get it up and running and have it tweaked right. It's not amateur software like Skype. It's pro software. Like, it's basically does the same thing but better as something called Audio Compass, which costs $200 per license, and radio stations use it for remotes. And that's per license, so for a minimum $400 for two people to use it. But FiendPhone would be perfect for a show that's usually the same hosts in different locations.
Yeah.
So for them, I'd go to FiendPhone.com, read the tutorials, and use it. It's free. Only runs on Windows, but you know it's good enough that it's worth buying a $100 Windows computer to run it. The computer that you and I are connected to at our radio network cost me $100, and then I added like a $30 sound card.
Nice,
run on
nice.
Any good Windows computer, even a bad Windows computer.
Okay. Well, what's that website? Creamy Radio Audio. Oh, someone's
Yeah, creamyradioaudio.com is where I have all my my tips. But
it's Jeremy.
FiendPhone.com is specifically the one where you get the FiendPhone, the software. Hey, is that Jeremy?
Yes, Michael. Hello.
The power of fiend sourcing. So let's do a sound check on the air. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm fine, Michael. How are you?
Good. How are you, Nikki?
I'm good.
It was exuberant. I like it. That's good radio. So Jeremy's the only person I know who does good radio while sounding like, what does it matter?
I'm happy Jeremy's here.
I'm very happy. So
hi guys.
Braden doesn't need to come on. Like, can you stay the whole night, Jeremy?
Yeah, I'm here now. Why not?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Sure.
For you just moved. You just got extra fiend points. There is a point system.
I know. I have a lot to make up for. So. You know,
I think I you have the most right now.
Got to do what I can.
Braden had the most a while back, but now.
What happened to Shane? I thought Shane was kicking butt. What happened to him? Is he gone already?
Hey, what have you done for me lately, Shane?
Oh man!
Last week he was kicking butt, but you know.
Poor Shane. Sorry, brother. Didn't mean to throw you under the bus like that.
I mean, like, it was kind of funny because recently, like, Lou said something about, like, he has seniority. He's been here the longest, so he gets choice of blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nope. There's no seniority. The new guy that's making me happy is better than the old guy who's not. Although Lou makes me very happy.
I love Lou.
Me too, but ew, that was creepy. Yeah, man. So, Jeremy, I'm really grateful you're here. Three is the optimum number of fiends. Four can work when it's, like, planned out and everyone's solid, but, it's called a full squirm of worms, as everyone knows. The late, great James Babb created that line.
Like, he's dead. Poor James.
He's dead to me! Because he lost the point system. He has the all-time lowest negative point number.
And that's impressive, considering the point system didn't even exist then.
It didn't.
That takes talent.
Yeah, we pulled his uniform number out of the back room and peed on it and hung it up on the wall.
Oh man.
And it's you know, you really have to do a lot to have such a low retroactive fee number. I guess we called fee number.
Like, a fee, you know, number.
Bacon number, fee number. Because he was actually, like, on air, he was probably the best host we ever had, except Nima Vidotti. He was probably better than me. I'm pretty good. I'm consistently good, which makes me the best. But, yeah, he was great. He was, like, every show he was on was great. I still listen to him. But, man, that guy irked me. Pushed my buttons.
Oh, so, no reunion show? That would be great.
Hey, have him on Friday for the... Did you hear that the name of the show is supposed to be Nikki? Jeremy liked it. I came up with it. It's supposed to be called This Is Not a Freedom Fiends episode because it's New Year's Eve and Michael Dean's a big party pooper.
Oh, wait. New Year's Eve is a Friday?
Dumb party pooper.
I think it's Saturday.
It doesn't matter. You can just call it. Just take out the news. Just say, this is not a Freedom Fiends episode because Michael Dean's a big dumb party pooper. That's the name of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
It could just be, we're all fiends with no dates for New Year's.
You're each other's dates. You haven't gotten that far. You haven't gotten that far in the fiends. You're not 33rd level fiend yet, but
33rd.
Yeah.
Oh, do I get dates then?
Oh, we share everything. You didn't know about Diana lending me her credit card for a while? Jeez, where you been?
You got
to catch up on Nikki and your duties here. I'm totally kidding. She did actually let me use her credit card before I had one. But
that's cool.
It's funny. Well, I had to sign up to. It was for getting on freaking Apple because beautiful people with your apples, like getting an app on the Android store is easy. Getting an app on the iPhone store is like getting a mortgage approved.
Literally. Yeah.
It's that hard.
And signing your life
not
away.
They would not take a debit card, no matter how much, you know, money was in the account backing it. They didn't care. They would take a credit card with a $100 limit over a bank card.
Wow. You know?
But it had to be a credit card and I didn't have one, so.
Oh, okay. Well, I just got a new iPhone 7, so I'm even more beautiful now.
You know, people
it's
listen
fancy.
Don't know what we're talking about, but the ad's going to play during this show, so they'll know.
It's a great ad.
Maybe I'll make that the ad in the podcast. I can choose the ads. Maybe I'll make it ad for every break.
Yeah. I'm going to use it with one pinky up.
Cool. Yeah, you guys watch Shameless? That's how Frank drinks his cocktails.
Yes.
I know they're called cocktails because you have your tail up, like your pinky up, like the tail of a rooster, right?
I had no idea.
You learn something every segment.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. Right,
I'm going to lay back and file my nails for the rest of the show and let Jeremy and you talk.
Okay.
Worms. Thanks, Jeremy. I'm really grateful you're both here.
Yay.
Unlike Brayden.
Oh, I like you, Brayden.
Listening to Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean and his weird friends, tasing you with liberty since 2011. Learn more at freedomfiends.com.
This show survives on donations from fiends like you. We put that money back into our show and Liberty Outreach and donate most our ad space to Liberty organizations that make a difference. We're also a teaching hospital, educating the next generation of Liberty talkers on the skills needed to keep the radio flame of truth burning into the future. Put your money where your heart is and make a donation of any amount to the Freedom Fiends. Please go to freedomfiends.com and click on the spinning coin on any post.
Live. I will drag you kids kicking and screaming to these radio professionals. Yeah, I got a Grateful Dead reference to this too, and we're actually doing okay. It's people that are listening on the radio though just might not be used to this kind of thing and be like, what is this? Like high school AV club? Like who let these people on the radio? But when you think about it, really, it's still a solid show. I mean, you know, it's still coming in and out when it should. The audio levels are okay. Mr. Bordop could let it whisper in our ear and let it once start talking, let us know if everyone's the same volume. I think he would have already if we hadn't of those, so it's probably good. So, you know, people who like the Grateful Dead, might be someone listening like that. Anyone here like the Grateful Dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a huge fan. I like some of their stuff.
Brayden?
Hey.
Brayden's
kind of. Hey, man. Sorry, I've muted myself. My heater's running. I'm trying to produce some good audio. It's just not working out for me tonight.
Okay, I'm going to let you go.
All right.
Okay.
Unless you want to stick around and suffer through it. I mean, you know, hey.
Be cold, Braden.
Well,
be cold.
No, there's only about 10,000 people listening to us here trying to decide.
You know, this time it wasn't the fiend phone or the computer. It's just okay, my heaters running.
Just stay on and...
Yeah, I do hear it. A little bit.
Yeah, that's...
All right, I'm gonna go ahead and mute myself again.
There you go. That is very loud.
Thanks.
That's where that sound was coming from. I'm like, what is that noise?
Where were we? Yeah, you know, maybe he shouldn't even be on if he's... Because when he talks, then there's going to be heater. Yeah.
Yeah.
Braden, why don't you take the night off? We'll talk later. Enjoy your heater. All right,
Enjoy being warm.
Enjoy being warm.
We're all cold.
For good radio. And, you know, he's probably like, well, you know, I'm in Colorado. I'm in Wyoming. I'm north of you, exactly. 4 hours.
Yeah, man.
All right, so, yeah, yeah. It was unbelievably snowy and cold here today, and it's been like below zero many nights.
Wow.
Wow.
Yep.
I could not handle that.
Yeah, like
it's
with
50
you know,
degrees here.
With really cold, with on top of it, like you know, wind gusts of 20 to 50 miles an hour.
Wow. Right, yeah, that's
24 degrees out. Feels like 7 degrees. It says.
That's
kind of warm.
Do you guys still have tumbleweed in the winter?
Yeah, they're all covered with snow, though. You don't
see
them.
No, I know.
Generally. Oh, I mean, I thought you were serious. No,
I was making a joke. It's my only experience in Wyoming. I saw tumbleweed. Yeah.
Well, they get caught on the fence on my yard. And I have to go out. Like, we have a, you know, chain link fence between my neighbor and my house. Mm-hmm. And there's usually about 12 of them at the end of summer. And I have to go out and get them. Diana's afraid of them. Mention tumbleweed. So she freaks out.
They have spirits in them.
Poor Diana.
See, there's a horror movie that she saw as a kid.
Or, yeah, I thought it was a TV. I thought we just determined it was actually a TV show that she misremembered.
So anyway, people that are listening and have no idea what we're talking about are probably like, what is this? But this show is a little different than other shows. And part of it is that we basically train new people all the time because we're not like most radio hosts who want to be the only ones. We want to like bring other people in and train them so they can go start their own shows and spread this thing called liberty, which most shows don't really cover. I mean, a lot of right-wingy shows talk about like liberty, you know, but it's like if you don't want guns and weed to be legal, you don't really believe in liberty. That's the short form
exactly.
of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll explain more later. And, you know, I don't smoke weed, but I think it should be legal. So, I think, you know, you should be able to buy cocaine in vending machines in front of the middle school. But, you know, as long
there
as
shouldn't be a middle school.
Owned, as long as, well, there would be.
Well,
there'd be
maybe.
A middle,
maybe
be a there middle
would be.
School in Libbear.
Maybe there would be.
I mean, private middle schools everywhere.
Maybe.
You know, they'd be run out of people's homes a lot. But
yeah.
You know, in the break room of the middle school.
So basically next to your den, next to somebody's den, you got the cocaine vending machine.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah. The kids are on their break. The teenagers on their break at your school in your home could go into your den and buy some cocaine from the vending machine. Next to the vending machine that sells the assault rifles. Yes. Assault rifles are a thing. Assault weapons are made up. All right. So...
Yes.
We're looking at this picture. We're going to talk about this next segment. We're going to talk about high school. So what is, describe, whoever like is flowing with words to describe this picture, this meme.
I didn't get it. Sorry.
Well,
Jeremy,
you
go ahead.
Describe it?
Yeah,
it's
it is.
Me, it's me as 12-year-old.
That's you at 12?
It's my school picture.
It's so funny.
And
you could.
And what?
No, I was saying because you have the biggest like silliest grin on your face.
I'm 12 years old and I'm stoned on the marijuanas in this picture. I remember the day.
It's so funny.
I can't remember things I did this week, but I remember this day.
I've seen a couple of the.
I forgot it was school pictures and I got high. Was
whoops.
And I was like, oh man, can I borrow your Visine, dude? It was 1976 with the bicentennial.
Were you at like? Where were you when you were 13? New York?
Upstate New York. A town called Westfield. Yeah, I can talk about it now because my dad just moved out of there and went to a home. So I'm going to go stalk him if I talk about
it.
He was living in the house I grew up in until yesterday.
Wow, really?
Aww.
Yeah, shipped you off. We'll be back for more.
More herbs.
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. Go to freedomfiends.com to help keep it drone-proof.
Are you a political activist who does things that the government might not like? Then this free ebook may save your life. Rats is your guide to protecting yourself against snitches, informers, informants, agents provocateur, narcs, finks, and similar vermin. Rats was written by OG libertarian Claire Wolf. Rats is a short book, easy to read, and available free in many formats. Download Rats free at rats-nosnitch.com. That's rats-nosnitch.com.
I'm over this.
I'm not even supposed to be here today. I have an excuse.
Nice. Nice Clerks reference, Jeremy.
I've said it before.
About,
Dante, Dante is my spirit animal.
Yeah, well, you know what? I had a friend that I used to shoot dope with and then got into recovery with, who was a lot younger than me. He was a punk rock dude named Dante. And one day after a meeting, well, one day after he moved into my house, I found out from him that his name wasn't really Dante, and he named himself after that, like it was his, you know, punk rock and trick turning name on the street, and it just kind of stuck, you know, because he was turning tricks. He was straight, but he was turning tricks for dope money. Didn't want to use his real name. So, gotcha. Yeah, so he went by Dante, and I was surprised to learn one day that it wasn't his real name. And he later killed himself in my home. Mm. It was after I'd moved out, but you know, I know, it was like my friends were all still roommates with him, and he did it while people were at him. Everyone in the house was at a meeting, so no one would find him and rescue him. And he wrote about this in his suicide note. He shoved a half gram of heroin up his butt and then shot an overdose.
Wow.
Just in case, like, you know, they tried to revive him, or like he left a note somewhere that someone else found later, or sent a letter to somebody that didn't get there until days later, that he shoved some up his butt. So if people found him and he was still alive and they tried to revive him, like that would kick in minutes later.
So,
you know,
sad.
Is that the suicide version of a double tap then? I mean, not to be too morbid,
basically.
But wow, that's a failsafe,
so
I guess.
Kids, you learn so much here on the Freedom Fiends, including how to kill yourself right.
Yeah, that's hardcore, man. Wow. That's, well, like I said, even though you were gone, that's still kind of like, that's going to be freaky. I mean, I think I remember you telling this story before, but
that
that's still
a weird,
like,
house. It was like, it was early recovery. Like another dude that lived there that was born the same day and year as me. I've met two people in my life who were this guy we called Crazy Pete. It was like a total like rip and run junkie. Like some people do heroin and, you know, relapse on heroin, and, you know, they go stay with some tranny hooker in a sleazy hotel for a couple days and then crawl back into recovery. I knew a lot of people like that, but this guy would like relapse a lot and would nearly die each time. Would be like, you know, homeless, picking up needles literally out of the gutter, sticking them in his arm within a month. Mm. And he was like a weightlifter and a bodybuilder and like really fit and like, you know, mixed a lot of potions and powders for when he was clean, like, you know, for health supplements and stuff. And he was a real cheerful guy, but just really like loved dope and couldn't stop. And he's actually dead now as something else. Like he had like got Parkinson's or something after relapsing a bunch, maybe related, maybe not. But he did something really colorful too, which was one of his relapses. He ended up getting a year in prison for like stealing a car, but it was like a relative's car, so they didn't press charges. But stole a car, got a bunch of meth, shot it up, had things up his butt like people often do on meth, you know, like objects. When he got caught, naked in this stolen car, ramming a police car with a cop in it over and over and over.
Wow.
Wow.
They didn't shoot him. They pulled a gun on him, and he finally gave up. But that's pretty colorful. And somebody else from the same house.
Colorful,
also,
yeah, that's a word for it.
Another guy, when I lived at that house, who was in early recovery, who... it was really funny. One day, like, you know, I was like, hey, where's so-and-so? And my roommate's girlfriend who lived there, it's a couple who lived there, said, I haven't seen him. He was here a couple days ago, and he he said he came and asked me if I could put him in drag, you know, dress him up as a girl, because he was doing a movie with his girlfriend who's in art school. And of course, the girl was like, why, yes, I'd love to, as girls love to. And, you know, dressed him up, put him in a, lent him a nice dress and heels, and, you know, put makeup on him and did his hair up. And then girlfriend pulled up in the car, like, beep, beep. He ran out the door, like, barely finished being made up. And, like, 2 weeks later, like, you know, we're like, where is the guy? He's not here. 2 weeks later, his dad, like, you know, shows up in San Francisco from like Kansas or something. I think it was Wisconsin. And like says, you know, I'm his dad. I'm here to get his stuff. He's in jail. He's going to prison. What he was doing was he and his girlfriend were robbing banks with her for dope while pretending to be sober, while she was the getaway driver and he would be in drag robbing the bank with a gun. To not be recognizable. Yeah.
Whoa.
It's amazing what people do.
And they got caught because, like, you know, broken taillight. So more you learn, the more you know on the Freedom Fiends. When you're going to rob banks in drag for dope money while living in a house of sober dudes, make sure that your registration's up, your car. Yeah.
Make sure your car is up to snuff by the state standards.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Don't speed. Right,
so that's why I can't become a bank robber, Michael. You know,
I don't. You'd be robbing a bank and then telling the cops, like, you know, I have a right to travel.
Show me the evidence that this Constitution applies to me, officer. Come on, right now, show it to me.
Yes, you'd be yelling that all the way to federal pound me in the butt prison.
Yes.
Yeah, bank robbery is always federal too, I think.
Yeah. So because they're all federal institutions, I guess.
So this picture, because the money's owned by the government. Use Bitcoin, people, and Bipcoin.
Keep using Bipcoin. Keep buying Bipcoin.
But it's not money. It's actually like useless tokens that people trade and barter for goods that have worth.
Yes, I'm gonna start. I'm gonna start selling my koozies that I have left over from Bipcoin.
Good. My counsel said I had
trading.
To say that.
Trading.
All right.
Trading.
So the picture tonight, which is on my face beef and on Twitter, if Michael Dean face Twitter is the account. Freedom Fiends is the Twitter account. So if you're playing the home board version game of Freedom Fiends, you can look at this picture. So we're not just doing visual humor on the radio.
Like Braden. Braden, I'm sure, is playing the home game now. So he can.
Yeah.
You can play at home, Braden.
Jeremy. Like,
drinking, one tear rolling down his face. Wearing his best dress, all alone. Oh wait,
low hanging fruit. I'm sorry,
I'm sorry. Bank robber man. Braden's a manly man. That. All right, so this picture of me is so. Steve Miller made this meme, but he used this really low res version of this picture. So I actually took this picture out of the frame tonight. My high school middle school picture from when I was 12. Is that middle school? I don't even know.
12. I was like sixth grade, I guess. That was still elementary school, but somewhere around.
I was in
like,
seventh grade. Seventh grade started middle school, right?
Yes. Yeah. For me, it did. So yeah.
Yeah. I went to kindergarten by 5. So this picture of me is a picture of me stoned with blonde long hair for that time. No kids had long hair that time too. Like I got beat up for this haircut. It wasn't like now, like I have purple hair and a piercing and like, you know, piercings coming out of my forehead. Like I literally got beat up for having long hair and still had long hair.
Yeah.
What year was that?
Punk. 76.
That looks like a 76 photo hairstyle.
I mean, this looks like a picture from the Partridge Family. It really does. Yeah. It looks like Danny Bonaducci. Yeah.
And kind of. You got a little Bonaducci going on there.
Yeah. And for people who don't know, before he was a washed up reality star, there was something drug addict, you know, felon who punched cops. There was actually like something that he was a has been from having has been, which was being a really cute child star in a musical TV show called The Partridge Family. Hmm. Because people listening to this don't know. It's weird because
was he really cute though? I don't know. He was that cute.
He wasn't cute. I was
he was like the ugly Partridge.
I was more like the kid that played tambourine. The girl. No.
Nice collar.
This picture is me wearing I'm wearing a leather a leather necklace I made at camp around my neck, like a hippie thing.
Like I said, you dirty hippie.
Well, I'm a clean hippie because I had parents, but who cared? But so I'm stoned in this picture. I look like a 12-year-old hippie in the 70s. And this picture says, Facebook is 30 years in the future. This guy has already blocked. Which Steve Miller made something like that, but you could barely see what the picture was.
You could have made it into a yearbook photo. Most likely to block people in the future.
Yeah.
That's Travis, nice. Where's Travis? Travis, get on that. Yeah. I could do it, but he's better at that stuff.
Yep. Well, the home the people. Braden's playing the home game version with intermittent internet.
I don't know what Braden's meme level is like. So I know Travis.
He's funny enough to make memes, but I don't know if he's got the like kindergarten level Photoshop skills to do it. There's actually like apps now. You don't need Photoshop.
Yeah.
I was doing memes when it required Photoshop. That's how old I am.
Yeah, so, I don't use Photoshop, but I still stink at the apps that they give you now.
Yeah.
That's why I don't do a lot of those memes. That's why I call Travis all the time.
So what do you say this should say as long as we're doing like internet on the radio?
Oh, I said it, you know, you can make it instead into like a yearbook photo and it could say, you know, most likely to block in the future, right, or some variation of that.
Most likely to block you on a network of computers that doesn't exist yet.
Yeah.
How's that?
Something like that would be. There you go.
Yeah. All right. So, Nikki.
Yes.
Did you bang kids like this when you were 12?
No.
Oh, man.
You didn't like
that escalated quickly.
No. The first guy I dated around that age, like 13 or 14, and I'm pretty sure he was gay.
Ah.
Pretty sure.
Because I was really cute and he wouldn't like make out with me.
He's still really cute. Yeah.
Thank you.
Huh. Is he? Well, look him up on Facebook right now. See if he's gay.
Oh, goodness.
Why not? What's the clinking sound?
Sorry, that was me. I moved something.
It's only acceptable if it's a dog on this show.
It was not a dog, unfortunately. I could have blamed it on the dog.
Man. You're Mr. Dog.
I am. So, it's the holidays. I have 7 dogs here right now.
I heard, man. That's amazing. Thank you for your service.
Oh, goodness. I found him. Nope. Pictures with ladies. Maybe. I don't know.
Pictures with these late bloomer wife.
Confused until high school or college. I don't know. Then he experimented with women, and I don't know.
Yeah, I think there was a night where I tried to get him in my bedroom, and we were having a party, and I was
this escalated quickly. I like it. Yeah. Keep it going.
Yeah, and it didn't. He didn't seal the deal.
He didn't.
Well, not like the all the way deal, because I was, you know, we were middle school. I just was looking to maybe have my
handy.
Can I say boob touched?
Yes.
Steve Miller cannot.
Yeah, there you go. You know, if you saying that gets us kicked off radio, good riddance to Riddance.
Well, you know what? At least it would be fair that way. At least it wouldn't be biased against just Steve.
Yeah, it wouldn't be just the gays. The gays. Well, Steve was also talking about. Well, I can't even. Can I do this?
I don't know.
He was talking about touching the. You know, Steve. He was talking about touching the boobs of large Filipino men in his joy of it, and describing it in some detail. All right, so we'll be back with more about high school stories and how Nikki lost her virginity. You know, I was in a band the day I lost.
I will tell that story.
Oh, this is gonna be good.
I will too.
Where's the popcorn?
You're listening to Freedom Fiends. So much truth, it hurts.
Cell 411 is a free app for Android and iOS that replaces government-controlled 911. Cell 411 allows you to preset a group of friends or private organizations to show up in any emergency. Cell 411 is a nightmare for the state because it proves their so-called services aren't needed. Cell 411 has had thousands of installs, and of course it's covered by the BIPCOT No Government License. Cell 411 because your friends won't shoot you when you're in trouble. Without the government, who would build the emergency services? You and Cell 411. Get it today at GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com.
Worms!
We're talking, you know, for those who don't know, behind the scenes, we've been talking about all of the, like, our fiends cult meeting, basically. Nikki was giving me her credit card numbers. No, she wasn't. And I was assigning bed partners of the fiends for different fiends for the upcoming month.
Arranged marriages already?
Yeah, it's an arranged group marriage.
It didn't work out so well the last time.
And, you know, you're welcome to sleep with the people outside of the fold if they can tolerate after they learn the truth about the fiends. So I just finished this meme. I'm hitting flatten image. It's the picture, and it says Michael Dean, 1976, class of 82, voted, quote, most likely to block you on sites on a network of computers that won't exist for 3 more decades, unquote.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah,
it's a good show image. So that's what we're talking. And we went to the break with me saying that I used to be in a band called The Day I Lost My Virginity. So my friend Peggy Tully, she's still friends with me. And we've been one of my longest running friends. I did not lose my virginity to her. She was a punk rocker playing in, working at the Pentagon in the Army when I met her. I was a homeless punk rocker. This is in 82, around there. Right when I got out of high school, I moved to D.C. and I ran away from home at 18 and lived on the street because I wanted to, because it felt like freedom until the winter in D.C.
Yep.
Then I got a job. That'll do it.
So I actually introduced her to her husband. Her husband is, and they're very happily married. I think I have enough like karma bank in my karma now, in my karma bank to like stab a priest and I'll be eating. So
I wouldn't recommend testing that theory out, but yeah. I get where you're going with that.
But you know, her husband is, some of you may know, he's a little bit of celebrity. He's Tad from the band Tad. You guys know the band Tad? Sub Pop band.
Heard of them.
Influenced Nirvana's sound a lot. They were the first grunge band. They're actually in the movie as some other band, as a band playing at a bar in the movie. I think it's Sleepless in Seattle.
No, Singles? It's all about the Seattle scene and the relationship.
Yeah, Tad's one of the bands in that, and I think he has one speaking line, and I think he still gets checks for $40 like 30 years later. Nice. Probably more for like his one speaking line in that movie than for his the sale of his record.
Oh man.
Not that Sub Pop's dishonest, but you know,
I don't even know what that is. What is Sub Pop? I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
Nikki, you know what Sub Pop was?
No, I don't. Mm-mm.
Sub Pop was like the hottest record label in the world in about 1989 to 1991. Literally, like, you know, front page of Time magazine articles about Sub Pop. They were the indie label that Nirvana and Mudhoney and Alice in Chains and a bunch of other like bands that went on to be famous were on. The Melvins.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, a lot of bands that were grunge before grunge was called grunge were on Sub Pop. It was like run by two guys out of someone's garage. And the funny thing is, too, they ended up millionaires because at one point when they were, you know, when Nirvana was playing to like 50 people in clubs and were signed to Sub Pop, Chris Novoselic went over to Bruce's from that label's house in the middle of the night, knocked on a window drunk and woke him up and said, "You're ripping us off. I want a contract in writing right now." And, you know, so Bruce sat down at the kitchen table, had some beers with Chris, got him drunker, and said, "Okay, how's this?" And he wrote a label on a napkin that said, you know, you get X amount of blah, 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 you know. And like, I think actually like took money back from their contract and got it in writing, but said like, you know, if you guys ever get signed to a major label, they have to pay our label $1 million to sign you.
Wow.
Thinking that would never happen.
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
It happened. Whereas my other buddy that played in Nirvana and plays on the Bleach record, actually, no, he paid for the Bleach record, but is not on it. And I slept with his girlfriend, and he vomited when he found out. That guy, I can't remember his name, but he got kicked out of Nirvana.
Friends like you, Michael.
And he quit Mudhoney. And, what is that guy's name, man?
Wow, he quit all those great bands.
Yeah, and they joined the Army.
Wow, that's a horrible path.
He dug his own hole. Yeah.
He's on the cover of Bleach, though, the negative picture of the band, the long hair guy. That's him. I'll remember his name. No one does. That's the point. But I slept with his girlfriend and he threw up when he found out. I affect a lot of guys. So we're going to go a bit further back and talk about high school when we get back from the break.
Woo.
It's going to be this good or better. And other people. And Nikki's going to tell us. Come back, because Nikki's going to tell us about losing her virginity.
Yay!
Yeah.
I still got to go find that popcorn.
Yes.
You got time
to locks.
Arms. Great show. I'm liking it.
I'll find some in the market, I'm sure.
When you shop online, please do it through the Freedom Fiends Amazon link over on the right side of freedomfiends.com. It won't cost you any extra, and the Fiends will get a little taste from Amazon, and Amazon will save you the danger of drive-by stabbings at your local mall. Amazon sells pretty much everything you can buy on this earth, except for guns and weed. but they do sell the DVD Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom. So get that for your gun-hating stoner brother or neocon gun nut dad. They'll thank you for it. That's freedomfiends.com. Freedom, Foxtrot, Echo, Echo, November, Sierra.com.
And go on the sidebar of the Freedom Fiend site. We now have Amazon links for Amazon US, Amazon UK, and Amazon Canada due to popular demand. Worms.
Worms.
Do the intro.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Jeremy.
Hour and stuff. We should have to do intro. Trigger warning. I gotta open my thing because I don't remember the second hour. So this is the Freedom Fiends broadcasting through the Libertarian Reeducation Center's low orbit ion cannon high atop Financial Beast Plaza on the artificial satellite LibPair 2017 in the Alpha Centauri region. Freedom Fiends is covered by a BIPCOT no government license. This allows reuse by anyone except governments. Learn more at BIPCOT.org. So, this is Jeremy, and I am here with Nikki and Michael. Hey, guys. How are we?
Ben Stone's dog is named Nikki.
Oh, cool. Aww.
You know that?
No.
I know that, because a lot of times when I'm talking to him on the phone, he's like, Nikki! I thought it was his kid at first. I'm like, no, it's his dog. I'm not making this up. That's not funny.
I didn't think
you don't lie, that. Man.
I don't lie. I do a lot of bad things, and lying is never one of them. So, unless it's to the government, then it doesn't matter.
That doesn't count. That's not a lie.
Yeah, no.
That's self-defense.
It kind of is.
Yes.
I mean,
it almost always is. Legitimately.
I reluctantly pay taxes, but you know, I don't know. I try not to encounter the government at all. I'm certainly not someone who goes out of my way to get in their face.
Exactly.
So, before we get, I'm literally eating popcorn.
Yes,
that's
you are.
What I was doing, and I was crunching it on mic to show potential Freedom Fiends out there what it sounds like when you do the bad radio of crunching into the microphone or near the mic. So also like paper bags, yeah, really loud.
Name so. That object.
Sippy cups and no eating on air. There you go. Simple as that.
Yeah,
use
sippy cups. Yeah, or actually like the kind of adult sippy cups, the ones with the straw that if you tip them over, not much spills. So we want to talk before we get to the, I'm going to eat my popcorn while Nikki Darling talks about losing her virginity. We're joking during the break about like teasing that and then never paying off on it and then doing a whole nother show on it. So we'll see.
Sometime, maybe.
Mine is really simple. I'll just get it out of the way. I was 14. The girl was 14. We were both virgins. I didn't know you were supposed to move up and down, and I just laid there inside her. After, you know, a couple minutes, rolled off and she looked bored. And we lived in different towns, and then she didn't return to, you know, my calls or anything after that. And I wrote her a letter and said I loved her, and she, we're hot and heavy. We're dating
that's
all
so
summer.
Creepy.
Well, I didn't know better. It wasn't really creepy. It was beautiful. It was innocent. You know, people that do that now, my age, your age, it's creepy. So, so I told her I loved her, and kept leaving her messages. This is back when you had to leave messages with people's parents. There were not answering machines in the 70s. And there were not voicemail. There was in the 80s, we got machines that had two tape machines, and people don't even know what that is. But this is before you could leave a message. You had to leave it with a person, and they'd write it down. And I was leaving I love you messages with her mother to give her.
Wow.
Maybe she never gave them.
Oh, she got them. I finally called when she happened to answer the phone. And I think I had like a friend call. So, you know, like she would answer
just
the phone.
Just in case.
You know?
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And a friend handed me the phone. It was her. And she said, yeah, I've been getting your messages. I don't love you. Huh? I'm dating a 30-year-old biker who knows how to F. He loves me.
Wow.
Stop writing me. Stop contacting me.
Aww.
You don't know what love is.
Aww.
And I got the feeling that somewhere someone had lied to me. And I also like made a vow without even knowing what the vow was, that at some point in my life, I was going to sleep with hundreds of beautiful women, and I later did it in a rock band. And, you know, then met the woman of my dreams and married her. And 11 years later, we're still happy. So I had it all. And it's good. So
you probably have some great stories from being on the road. I'd love to hear them sometime.
Yeah, but you know, if you
not on air
stories, if you remember those stories, they didn't happen.
Oh, okay.
I tell those stories sometimes on the air, but so shifting gears from young unrequited love, let's talk about Gigi Allen. That's kind of a segue somehow.
So who is not
Gigi
a turn
Allen?
On.
Who could describe Gigi Allen? The majesty.
I don't know if I could do Gigi justice, but Gigi was a musician, because you don't even classify him as like a punk.
You gotta do air quotes with that.
Yeah, he did so many different styles of music, but I guess he's best known for his like punk days, where he was he was very boisterous and did a lot of very what can be considered gross things. Was on stage.
Yeah.
And, you know how like people like in the 70s, Iggy Pop shocked people and invented punk rock by slashing his chest and bleeding and smearing himself with peanut butter? Iggy Pop makes that guy look like Debbie Gibson. I mean, Gigi Allen makes that guy look like a Disney princess, man.
Yeah, like
yeah.
Yeah, June Cleaver
or
something.
It's kind of hard to talk about him without bad words.
Without
I'm trying.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Well, I didn't want to mention that, but...
Like, he once said that, first of all, he had a song called Murder Should Be Legal. Second of all, he often... most of his tours of, you know, clubs, playing gin mills, bars, whatever, most of his tours were not completed. He never completed the booked shows because he'd end up in prison or the hospital. And, you know, usually for, like, attempt, you know, like... raping someone on stage, basically, or beating someone up from the stage, or the hospital from sepsis, because he would slash his chest open and not smear himself with peanut butter, but smear himself with his own poo. And yes. that's how you get sepsis, people.
Oh,
you want to get sepsis, so kids? That's how you get sepsis.
Yeah. Didn't he have a thing with Wendy O. Williams or something also?
I don't know.
Oh.
Her guitar player, Richie Stotts, the tall, weird guy with the mohawk and the tutu, the guitar player in the Plasmatics,
mm-hmm.
I opened for his band at Bomb. My band Bomb opened for his band called Stotts, I think, at CBGB's. And Joey Ramone was in the audience.
Hmm.
Joey Ramone saw my band. I don't think he was paying attention. He was trying to fend off the dozens of women trying to buy him drinks, literally. But
okay,
yeah, that was a cool little side story there. But so
Gigi
Allen, you know, I had this fascination with Gigi Allen. Then I remembered I'm actually friends with a punk rock dude that. Served 6 years in prison for murder. And unlike Mark Edge, who was just a ride along, as they call it, my friend Sammy from Fang actually murdered somebody. And I'm not saying he's cool, but I'm saying like Gigi wasn't as badass as he pretended to be, you know, like he never that we know of murdered anyone.
He was just disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pushed out too, because he promised for years. Like at one point he said, next year, Halloween night, I'm killing myself on stage and taking out part of the audience with me. That's quite a drunken boast.
Yeah.
But then he started getting more popular as Halloween got nearer and things were going well for him. So he said he was going to move it up to the next Halloween and make it bigger and better and kill everybody in the audience.
Oh my God.
And he did that a few years in a row. And I think it ended up with like killing everyone in New York City. But, he ended up dying of an accidental drug overdose. So, pussy. But this movie... Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, if he made those threats nowadays, game over.
He'd be arrested.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, definitely.
He'd be incarcerated.
Yeah.
Too bad.
Well,
he's actually... I like some of his music. It's actually good.
Yeah. After you introduced me to him and I watched that very interesting... documentary about his
so that
his
documentary
last day. Yes, his last
and
day.
What is it called? It's called Hated.
I think so. It just yeah. It's I think it was subtitled
the
like
final days of Gigi.
Yeah, like it was literally the final day because it happened.
Oh,
like,
that's
within hours
that's the
of his
DVD
death.
Extra. It's all one shot, It's the DVD extra from Hated. And it's,
oh, okay, that's what it is then.
It's one continuous shot on old style low.
Yeah, for like an hour or something.
Analog video for like an hour. That's like 35 minutes.
Okay.
But it's, there's a riot at the club he's playing. It's a daytime show in Lower East Side of New York City. He takes out lighter fluid and tries to like set the sound man and the soundboard on fire, literally. The sound man like puts it out with a fire extinguisher and like locks a door between him and Gigi. Gigi tries to burn down the club, starts a little fire on the stage, and then walks out. And then like somebody calls the cops, and the cops are coming. You hear sirens. And he walks down the street with like 10 friends trying to get away from everybody to go shoot heroin with these two girls that are with him. And it's like Jesus, like as he's walking through the Lower East Side, more and more people start gathering around him.
Yeah, but not only that, he snuck out the side door and he was not wearing pants.
Oh, yeah.
And he
borrowed his, some girl's t-shirt.
Yeah, and put it on like a skirt. And like a tube, he put it on like a tube dress. Thinking? It was it was hysterical. And then they proceeded to the streets, and he kept trying to get a cab, and every cab driver refused to let him in.
Well, he got in one,
and the cab driver got out. The one he got in, the cab driver ended up getting out and running away because the stench was so bad. Because the one guy that was with him, the one little dude that was following along with him, I think he had a British accent, who was following along with him the entire time, kept remarking about the fact that this little guy had not personally showered, I think, in like two, he hadn't washed his clothes in over 2 years.
That's the house that Gigi died at his apartment.
Yes, that guy.
Going to that guy's apartment.
Yes, that guy. Get there. Yes, that's what they were talking about the whole time, him and his crazy girl.
So the crazy thing, even crazier thing about this video, you know, it had theatrical release. Like, it's a real movie. It's well done. It's a documentary shot on no budget. It's released on MVD, Music Video Distributors. This movie is label mates with all my films. That's the same company that put out Guns N' Roses, The Road to Freedom, Hubert Selby Jr., We Hardly Knew Ye, whatever my long titles are called, all my five DVDs. But the even more bizarre part is the director of that movie is Todd Phillips, who went on to direct Road Trip, Old School, Starsky and Hutch, The Hangover Trilogy, and Due Date.
Yes.
I mean, he's directing Robert Downey Jr. now, and his first movie was basically like trying to not be run over by Gigi Allen. There's actually something in the extras of that where he talks about that they had to put like big orange stickers on the crew so Gigi would know who not to hit in the audience. When he's in his like blur of beating up the audience members.
Yeah.
So we got an app to find his grave because somebody stole his gravestone. The graveyard did, so no one would go find him and pee on his grave, which a lot of people were doing. So go get the Find Gigi Allen's Grave app for free on the Amazon Play Store, Google Play.
It's wonderful. I have it. Check it out.
You helped make it.
That's true.
I guess we should talk about how you helped make it. Then go on to,
and I'm beating his virginity.
I saw the picture with Diane.
Joanne Spinalone. She's just not going to need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get State Speech is Hate Speech, Guns and Weed, Buy Sheep for Sheep on Jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, then gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big, but now are small. If you're a real true fiend, gotta collect them all.
Hey, oh hi, audience. I didn't see you there.
Hi, didn't see you come in.
Have a seat.
So,
yes, we were talking Gigi
Allen. Great, Gigi Allen. Find Gigi Allen's grave.
Oh,
the name of the app.
Yes.
Talk about your. I made it, but you and some other people that we know and love.
Speak about warbling. I said I heard it there on that song.
I'll explain that later. What'd you hear? I'll explain it now.
I don't know. The same kind of like the way the it wasn't the music. It was the sound, like the sound of the, it just kind of sounded like
it was truncated. A record and someone bumped the record for a second.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. I can explain that.
Okay.
And if you heard it, it's not surprising you heard it on one ad and didn't hear it on the same ad again.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was two different versions of the ad, but like a 30 and a 60 second, which is common in radio.
Yes.
A lot of times they run the 60 second ad with all the information first. And then after a few weeks or months, they run the 30 second one because it's cheaper and they can run it twice as often. And it just has the, like, by the way, if you haven't done this yet, you know, mm-hmm. for the people who already heard it. So the wobbliness you were hearing that may or may not be heard. Let's see. Would it be heard on the radio? It would be heard on the radio, but it would not be heard by people listening to the podcast later.
Mm.
Or it might be, actually, if it's the part that goes that we don't edit out. Because we edit out the ads for our podcast and put in our own ads. And we edit out 5 minutes of ads per break and put in 1 minute or 30 seconds of ad of our ads in each break. And all of our ads are either for stuff we make, like the GG Allen's Grave app. That's one of our podcast apps. Or on radio and podcast, we give some time to some great organizations like FIJA.org, who do jury nullification outreach, antiwar.com, who are great about education on why people, even conservatives, should not be in favor of constant war.
Yes.
Actually, really, really conservatives, because, you know, you're not fiscally conservative if you have the largest army in the world times 18
exactly.
in the other country. So, yeah, so please donate, hashtag please donate. Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link that says donate or the spinning coin on each post, or buy some stickers or buttons. We make a tiny bit on them, and they go to buying microphones for new hosts and paying server fees and paying for torrent seed boxes and things like that. So, you know, buy something. And buy some. Buy a good way to spread liberty is to buy Freedom Fiends buttons and stickers and give them away
yep.
as presents. And
just leave them behind places.
Yeah, but don't stick them places you don't own. That would be illegal.
No, you can just, I'm saying,
unless
leave
it's
them.
Government property, which would be illegal. Don't do it, people.
Yep.
But isn't it my property, Michael?
What?
Isn't it my property? I thought we all owned it.
Well, I'm just a dog whistle, so I'm not telling people to break the law, but I kind of agree theoretically with what you just said, and I absolutely believe people should not stick stickers on private property that's non-governmental.
Oh, no. I didn't even say stick it.
I know you. I'm not correcting.
Oh no, but I wasn't even saying you could stick it. You could just leave it with the paper, the backing
like
intact. I apologize if don't stick it. Of course not. Yeah, don't do that. Bad.
You can talk about sticking it later.
Yes.
Whoa.
We'll get to the sticking.
All right. I couldn't resist it.
All right. Well, okay. So we're
talking about G.G. Allen's grave. And G.G. Allen, if you're just tuning in, was this guy who played music, who smeared poop on himself and cut himself and beat people up. Also, he made some music. And
yes.
The music's actually pretty good. Like, if his music wasn't pretty good, I wouldn't be interested in him. But he makes some great songs. There's actually a song playing during our ad that does not play on radio, that plays on the podcast only. That song for the Find G.G. Allen's Grave app. I generally have a radio rule of never use music with talking or singing under people talking, but I really worked hard to make that one work. And it's a G.G. Allen song. I don't condone this, people. I really don't. The song's called Kill the Police. I just think it's a really weird song, so I used it. And it's so G.G. Allen.
Yeah.
So I used it. But the Find G.G. Allen's Grave app exists because people were literally making pilgrimages to G.G. Allen's grave to get drunk and have sex and smear poo and pee on the grave.
Yes, this is true.
And the Catholic church that owned the cemetery, that took his mother's money because the mother really wanted him, felt he had to be in a Catholic cemetery. like that would help at that point.
Yeah.
Like, even if you believed in redemption.
Exactly. The church. If you follow that whole canon, there's no redemption at that point.
Right. So, who knows, man? You know, who knows what he whispered to some whore on his deathbed, you know? But, so the grave's gone, so it's hard to find his grave to go do that. So we made an app that uses GPS to guide you to Gigi's grave.
With pinpoint accuracy.
That's great. Needlepoint,
yeah. It uses syringes to guide you there. As pointers.
That's great.
You're listening to The Freedom Fiends, an invigorating alternative to those other shows. You're special. You're better than those geeky nerds who use Android phones. They think they're so smart. But you're one of the beautiful people who has an iPhone. So the Freedom Fiends moved heaven and earth to make an iPhone app just for you. iPhone users are elite, and the Freedom Fiends know this. And we've handcrafted this artisanal app just for you. It's gorgeous, like you. And like you, it's functional and then some. The app is free, and it's called Freedom Reeducation Camp. Go to iTunes and get Freedom Reeducation Camp today, because you inspire joy feelings in everyone around you. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp. Spend some time today in Freedom Reeducation Camp. That's Freedom Reeducation Camp.
Yeah, that's us.
You know, I was thinking during the break, that cute little angelic stoner picture of me. I just heard a rumor that that's Gigi Allen at 12. I think people believe it.
I mean, unless they know you, because it really does look. I mean, if they know you, it looks like you.
Yeah.
There's no denying it even back then. So.
Which not everyone does.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I'm overweight and middle-aged and whatever, but I actually, at one point, like 5 years ago, I was somewhere with my wife on vacation, and somebody across the room was like, Michael Dean? And it was a guy, I was like 45, and it was a guy I hadn't seen since I was 19, who met me once when my band played a show in a record store in Arlington, Virginia. When I was
wow.
In that band, The Day I Lost My Virginity, which was later called Michael. Peggy wanted to change it, not me or the drummer, Michael. It's weird. So I like the name The Day I Lost My Virginity. We'll talk about Nikki losing her virginity soon. Maybe.
Yeah.
So we want to talk a little more about how the app Gigi Allen's grave came to be. So I wanted to make this app. I just started making apps. I thought it was an app that needed to exist, and I give away all my apps. I actually lose money making them, especially with the iPhone one.
Oh, yes.
Pay $500 to get it listed, basically.
Jeez.
And I have to pay like $400 a year to keep it listed. It's a long story. Apple sucks. So yeah, Gigi Allen. So I want to make this app. I have like five or six apps. They're all from, if you search Freedom Fiends app on Google Play and click on other people by this company, and the company's Beastlick Internet Policy Commission Outreach Team, or BIPCOT, because I live in Beastlick, Wyoming, which is my name for Bum F Egypt. It's the middle of nowhere, Beastlick. I made it up one day while my cat was licking himself, but Beastlick, Wyoming. Actually made it up on this radio show, and it's kind of become a thing. There's the BIPCOT no government license. There's all sorts of BIPCOT stuff. There's stickers. There's t-shirts. There's flags.
There's a flag hanging behind me right now.
Nice. Pics cool. Or it didn't happen. So, I wanted to help people get to Gigi Allen's grave app, and I think the whole thing has had like 25 downloads and probably like 15 people still have it installed. I'm fine with that. That's the kind of thing I do. I'll spend 10 hours making that app and testing it and then get it on the Play Store and then give away radio ads I could be selling to make that happen, because that's what we do. That's part of the Fiends. it's kind of our thing, is jokery that's great. Like, really, the only reason we're still on radio that we bother, because it's more hassle to be on radio. It doesn't make us any money. We don't take calls. There's not really a lot of reason to be on radio other than getting to reach people who'd never find us on the internet and hearing the message of liberty. And also, I chuckle every time I hear the Cat Muff ad and think about some confused normie hearing that on his radio between a Donald Trump ad and a Join the Army ad and thinking it's real and like, wait, what? What did he say? Cat Muff. Vote for more government. Doesn't matter if you vote Republican or Democrat because they're all the same. What? Wait, is this real? It sounds real. That's why we're on radio, is to still play that ad. The G.G. Allen's Grave app does not play on radio. It plays on the podcast, but I'm telling people on radio to go get it and check out other things by the same company, which is me. So the G.G. Allen's Grave app, we had to actually pinpoint, you know, the geolocation of G.G. Allen's grave to make the app. And there's instructions on the internet. There's a lot of videos of people there, but the grave's been removed, which does make it a lot harder to find the grave. There's somebody who has some other site, like his for his farm in New Hampshire, who has directions on how to get there and, like, you know, take 12 paces at the apple tree. And then, like, when you can see these two houses in front of you and a slight depression in the grass, you're there. So you guys found it. Put a flag there and geotagged it by sending me, I had Derek J send me a cell 411 alert, which is you should check it out. Cell 411. It's a great app for, you know, calling your friends instead of the cops when you're being attacked, bullied, house burning down, whatever. And he sent me one that said, "Help, I'm being bullied at G.G. Allen's grave." and it sent me the coordinates. So I had the exact spot.
Which was actually kind of almost scarily very prophetic because, like, within minutes of him sending that message to you, the cops came racing down the road in the opposite direction from us as we were just leaving the cemetery.
You know, those cops are thinking, like, that MFGG, I knew him. I busted him when he was in grade school. He's still making our life. And he said, "I'm going to get my revenge on you." And I didn't believe him, but he's still doing it.
Yeah.
So tell us about the grave and the experience and beautiful meditative time. And you brought a miner. Yes. G.G. Allen's grave.
Yes, we did bring a minor. Young Nick was with us. He was still a minor at the time. And
that's gotta be a law. There should be a law against that.
Well, we talked about that. I think we were fine there, but crossing state lines is usually a problem in a lot of instances. And I did that on the way to Porkfest because Nick and I got lost and we ended up crossing into Vermont and back into New Hampshire. And I think we might have crossed into Maine at some point somehow, too. We made a whole big mess. I don't even know what we were doing. It was a whole big mess. We were definitely, we may have not. I may have been partaking in some cannabis at the time.
Not
so
Nick,
you know,
though. He's a virgin.
I know,
in
of
everything.
Course. Yeah. So it was. I'm sure I.
Now that he's 18.
Yeah, he's legal now. I'm sure I violated a whole bunch of laws.
Did Nikki gasp?
Yes.
I thought so.
That's okay.
Well, Freedom Fiends co-hosts get, you know, 10% of it matched by the, you know, whatever you bid, I'll match 10%
for the auction. Okay.
Yeah.
You could just throw them up on the app we should create.
Oh man!
Yeah,
app called Buy Nick's Virginity.
Yeah, see that, I think that was before you started. That was because GG was your first app, wasn't it? Wasn't the GG one your first
opening,
app?
I'm opening up my app creation program, Nikki.
See, because we didn't make that for Porkfest because that was right. That would have been perfect for leading up to Porkfest, but we didn't do that. So, oh well.
Well, no one's going to go to Porkfest last year because they suck now. But
that was. Yeah.
Too bad, because I really think, if anybody I know goes to Porkfest and they have a sense of humor, you know how you can, like, do your own little seminar there, you don't get paid, and you know, you don't get a free ticket, but you can be on the schedule. You did one, Nikki, didn't you, on vaping?
Yeah.
Making your own vape.
Yeah, it was fun.
I think that it should be on the schedule there, picnic at G.G. Allen's grave. And like, two people sign up, I think it'll be hilarious.
Yeah.
And I'll watch video of that.
That would be funny. I'm not gonna go to participate, but it'd be funny if people want to do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was definitely hard to find the gravesite. There was multiple websites that we had that we were all looking at that supposedly gave like step by step directions, but they were basically picture directions. They were
written by G.G. Allen fans. How clear could they be?
Well, exactly. But and also they went so far as, because most of the pictures still showed the cement block where the gravestone used to be,
which they was later taken.
Yes, they had now gone so far as to take the cement block out too. So there's nothing there but grass. But so
you basically saw the indentation where the cement block was.
And it was only a small one, so it was kind of deceptive, but we had to line up the pictures because people were actually smart enough to take pictures at the gravesite from like ground level. They were very lucky then, because they took them from ground level, so you were able to see the houses on the across the street from the gravesite. You were able to that's what we did. We had Diana running back and forth and lining up with the houses to try to figure out where fit it in the picture, and then we finally found it. And yes, I had brought one of the mini Bipcot flags, and I actually emailed you guys a picture.
That picture's in the app.
No, I just emailed you a picture. You said picture didn't happen. Flag behind me. I don't know if Nikki's gonna get it, because she has email problems apparently today.
The internets are all sucked up by DC. She's too close.
But so we took the little flag and we planted it there, and then we took a bunch of pictures, and then Diana and I did partake in smoking some cannabis there, on because that's the only, we would have shot up or done some meth or something, more apropos of GG, I don't know, but we didn't have that with us, I guess, so you know. But it was a nice experience. And then, yeah, definitely, as soon as we were leaving, like, literally, Derek sent Michael that message. We hopped in the car and left, and these cops were speeding up the other way. We just missed them. We probably would have been encountered.
Where do you think they were going, the cops?
It just seemed way too convenient, because we were there for quite a while, and there are people, like I said, there's houses directly across the street, because it's like a country road, but it's, you know, there's a line of like 8 houses across the street from the cemetery that's obviously fairly well known because of the antics of his fans who have come there before. And there for a good 20 plus minutes, because first finding the grave and then taking all the pictures and stuff like that, and then talking a little bit and joking around, and then finally getting around to leaving, and then everybody not relieving themselves before we got in the car and drove back. And then like I said, they could have been going somewhere else. Everything was quiet all around us.
Was it a real cemetery?
Yeah
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, there's gravestones and everything. A little driveway with a little turnaround in it. No real parking spaces to speak of. Just you're supposed to pull off in this one little area of grass. But it's a driveway. It's run by this church, which isn't actually there. There's, like I said, there's houses across the street. Although I think the minister, or reverend, or whatever it is of the church that's close by that's attached to the cemetery may actually live in one of those houses.
Yeah.
So it may have been him.
If the cops had actually found you all, Diana could have played it off and just been like, "I'm looking for my Uncle Gigi."
Well, yeah, between her and Nicole, with her, because we had Nicole, Nicole, fiend photographer with us. The two of them could have worked it out. Or even young Nick.
Yeah, totally.
We could have played the minor off with it, totally.
Always better at directions than men, because women are willing to look at a map and men never are.
Yeah. Or ask somebody.
Usually true, yes.
But you guys had like 10 maps and... it was hard.
But yeah, so we did all that, and then we got the exact, we stood on the grave and got the exact coordinates so that Derek
and the app
Michael.
Guides you to there, like with driving directions, like, you basically say, app, you could talk to it or hit a button, and like you allow it to know your location. It does not send it to me. It just, senses your location and like starts giving you driving directions turn by turn from, anywhere in America, maybe anywhere in the world. I don't know. But there's also a bunch of pictures in the app, the pictures we're talking about. So, because GPS is only accurate to like 25, 50 feet.
Freedom Fiends with Michael Dean. This is what radio sounds like now.
When the final element issues, it's not because I need to know the Constitution well enough to know it's a well-crafted blueprint to create an ever-increasing federal empire. But there's still one thing missing.
Buttons!
Freedom Fiends now has buttons. You'll get state speech is hate speech, guns and weed, buy sheep for sheep on jeep,
and Bitcoin, 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 Bitcoin.
Go to freedomfiends.com and click on the link at the top that says,
Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, gotta collect them all. Fiend buttons are the thing for me. Some bigger than they used to be. Others once were big but now are small. It's a real true fiend, gotta collect them all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I got it, man. I got the stuff. I got it.
So, Nikki Darling's, we're gonna get to Nikki Darling telling us. The show's over in 5 minutes. We're gonna get to Nikki Darling telling us about the day she lost her virginity. But first,
she was deflowered.
We're gonna get to it, allegedly. But we have late breaking news. I just got an email from Bit Park Forum. I mean, no, BitPark coin, the Japanese coin that stole the Freedom Fiends ticker and caused a bunch of problems and caused our, I mean, who knows if it was problems? I mean, our...
It caused goodness our, so far. As I can see, it caused wonderful things.
Yeah, because it caused the price to go up and not come down because it... Their sales were combined with our sales for a day, and our coin cost more than their little new coin, even though, but there was a lot of sales of the new coin. It's probably one of them buying a bunch of it to kickstart it, because it's a lot less today. But for one day, our total, what's the word?
Everything
market
together,
cap. All, what's, yeah, our market cap. Yeah, I run a coin. I know about economics. The market cap went from like $10,000 to like $100,000, and the our rating on the list of 640 cryptocurrencies that are tracked went from like 301 to like it's like 218 or something now, I think.
Cool.
Sweet.
And the price went up accordingly of our coin. And even though our market cap's going down, the price has stayed up. So, but it was confusing. If they hadn't, they're going to fix it. Is the, you know, if they, but if they weren't going to fix it, it would cause problems of us ever getting on another exchange. You know, they're going to change it to something else. So I just got this during the show. Go ahead and read it, Jeremy.
Hi, Michael. Thank you for reaching out to us about this. It appears that Bitcoin was released immediately after we had checked into the availability of BIP, which had not been in use at the time. As a result, we had not noticed that your firm was using it. We will begin moving forward with changing BitPark's currency from BIP to another name, such as BPC, as you suggested, and we'll be sending a request to Livecoin to edit our currency's name soon. We will reach out to you again once that process has been completed. I took a look at the article you sent us on Bitcoin. I wish the Bitcoin project well.
Nice. So, yeah. You know, if they actually move on this promptly.
Yeah, that's good, good stuff, man.
I was the squeaky wheel and I got greased.
Did you say
it was
that?
Like a bummer because, like, Christmas morning, I woke up and thought we'd been added to a second exchange. It turned out to be another coin. And then I spent most of Christmas Day dealing with the fallout to make people know this wasn't some scam I did. This is something that was done to us, probably by accident, as it
trickery.
Seems. You know, I should go make a coin right now that's ticker is BPC.
Oh, man, that's like insider trading.
That'd be harsh, man.
No. Wait. But, what?
Chinese company? Did you
Japanese.
Say? Japanese. Oh, okay.
Can't you tell Jinglish from Chinglish?
No.
I'm kidding. But Jinglish
that's
is usually
racist.
Better. There was only one or two mistakes in this.
But yeah, no. So that's good though. That is very responsive. Yeah. So good deal. And
in the long run, it might have actually helped us since they're fixing it quick.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah. Well, it definitely gave the boost in the short term, and you know. if nothing else, it still ends up giving more exposure to, yeah, to Bitcoin. So, you know, I think all around, this seems to be like a win for Bitcoin.
I guess. It's my Christmas present from the universe. All right. Speaking of Christmas presents from the universe, Nikki, tell about giving away your virginity.
Okay, senior year, high school, in the winter, I broke my leg in the parking lot of a big-time coffee shop, and I was held up at home. This was right when AOL came out, so you had the little chat, AOL chat. A friend of mine brought his cousin over, who was staying with him from Chicago for a few weeks. We hit it off, but really, I liked my friend. Anyway, I ended up in Chicago for my senior prom, in a frat house, getting on with this guy because he couldn't take me to his house because his parents were Muslim. Not kidding.
Wow. Whoa.
Yep. It was interesting.
So he didn't like pork. Wait, you're not pork. It's the white meat. What is the white meat? I wasn't making a joke like that. No, I was like, I'm trying to make a chicken. They can have chicken, right?
Yes. Tender chicken. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Not pork, though.
Yeah, you're not porky at all.
No. Nope.
Hot.
Aww,
I'm not going to say I'd hit it because I respect women.
I know. And you're married. I respect and you'll, DJ.
I say it to other hosts. You'd hit me.
You said it to everybody. You said it to me multiple times.
I said to me. Nikki hit me. She'd be like, yeah, I'd hit it in your face. I'm kidding.
That's a funny term.
I'm respectful, man. I'm respectful.